Hey, besties.
Welcome to the BFF Bookcast.
We're your hosts, Teresa and Katie.
Before we jump in, we just want to remind everyone that what we discuss are our own thoughts and opinions. Just remember, we are here to have a good time.
And as always, please check trigger warnings before reading any books we will be discussing. And beware, we curse like the Bat Boys probably do during their annual snowball fight.
Hey, Katie.
Hey, Tay.
How you doing?
Oh, you know, another day in paradise. Pregnant as fuck.
Katie's extremely pregnant.
Like,
I don't know if she's talked about it.
I'm so, this one is.
It's because it's so hot.
It's so hot. And like, he's in the correct position. Leah was breech and her feet, I want to say it's called Frank breech, but I might be wrong. But like her feet were next to her head. So she was like folded. So she moved, but not the way this kid moves.
Yeah.
But since he's head down, that is a vastly different experience than like.
There's a lot more pressure.
Holy fuck. And like, it's like, it shoots out into like my groin. So like sometimes I feel like my legs are like about to get out.
That's also because the, what is it? Isn't it like the muscles like, and like your hips like start to like.
Get ready to like whatever.
Yeah, they start like detaching.
Yes. Like, so it's not fun.
No.
The biggest saving grace I will say is like, ladies, if you are pregnant, fucking do pelvic floor workouts and like core workouts. I've never had back pain, but now I have back pain. But I also think it's because I have a toddler who's 20 something pounds and I'm lifting her and running around like a fucking lunatic.
Thank God she's so small.
Thank God she's so tiny.
Yeah. She's a baby.
She's literally 15 months and still in an infant car seat because she can't size that.
The girl's chunk, but she is
she's
not
so
tall.
She's got leg rolls for days. It's delicious. But yeah, like, I don't know where I'm going with this, but it fucking, I feel him. And then like his feet are here.
He's like kicking in the lungs.
I'm pointing to my right rib. So it's just like and he does not stop moving. He is my husband. He's going to come out with just like his legs just running. Like I've envisioned this and I'm just like, you're hurting me now.
You're hurting mommy.
So a scheduled C-section has never sounded so fucking fantastic in my life.
2.5 weeks. 2 weeks. 3 weeks.
Yeah. 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
3 weeks. But like thinking
about
it. Literally to the day. I commend the women who go past 40 weeks.
Yeah. My friend's sister-in-law just had to do that. They wouldn't induce her at 38.
Interesting. Well, I feel like I've actually heard that.
Yeah. But like I know other people who like they have induced. They were like, no, you have to. I think they were going to try to force her to go to 41 weeks. And she was like, because like they didn't have appointments. So they were like, you're either just going to go naturally or your induction date is at like, it was almost 42 weeks. And then I think that like,
I don't know, let's call a scheduling coordinator so this baby can be cut out of me.
Yeah.
Which no. I know people have a lot of opinions on C-sections. I'm not saying natural birth is bad. I just like know myself and I'd be like, get it out.
Get it out of me.
I don't care how. Just take it out.
This alien. I want to just see a baby one day just like claw itself out of a womb, you know?
Sometimes I think he's going to.
Yeah.
The way all of a sudden he'll just be on this one side. I'm like, what are we doing?
He said, I'm ready. You're like, listen.
There's.
I just know Katie's going to call me like August 3rd and be like, T, I'm in labor. I'm in the hospital.
Well, I almost texted you.
No, I know.
To, like, help.
But I just feel like you're gonna be like a day or two away, and then all
imagine?
Of a sudden, like your water is gonna break. And you're just gonna be like this fucking kid.
I will say by the end of this week, I will be completely set up and done.
Yeah,
I'm getting the bassinet tomorrow or Wednesday. Thank God for friends who like have things when you're not like the first to have babies, so you don't have to buy shit. So I'm borrowing the bassinet again. Leah loved it, so it's perfect. And then tomorrow being Prime Day, I have like a couple things I need to order, which like, thank God Tom said something. Cause like right now they're going to share a room, which is, I don't care. But the changing table is obviously in Leah's bedroom. So when she's sleeping at night, you can't bust in there with the newborn crying baby who wants a bottle and wake up a sleepy toddler.
Yeah.
So he's like, we need something for our room. So my husband, being a man, was like, let's use the bed. I'm like, let's not, because if a fucking piece of shit's on my bed, then what are we supposed to do?
And he's a boy. He will probably piss.
He's going to pee all over us. So I found this like collapsible changing station.
Okay.
$80. So even if it's not on sale, it's 80 fucking bucks. And it has like holders on the side, so you
perfect.
Can put like diapers and wipes and whatever, and it has like a little storage thing on the bottom, so again for like swaddles or sheet, like whatever, it's like storage. I was like, the fact that it even collapses, like if you have a small house or you're in an apartment like we are or a townhouse, say less. And also I can justify $80. Price yeah. per use. It's going to get used.
Yeah, exactly. You can sell it. You can keep it for like somebody else who yeah. might need it. It'll get Literally. Used.
So yeah, that's where we're
price
at.
Price per use is my new thing.
Price per use or price per wear? It yeah. is my, I can.
I did I a big price per wear this weekend because I went to return pants. And honestly, like there's just like so many cute things out right now.
Girl.
And like, I have to show you this pair of pants that I got because I feel like you'll love them. They're like, they're from, I say Uniqlo, but I think it's Uniqlo. Oh. I don't know. But you know the store I'm talking about. Yes. They have like very like cute basics. And I want like for when I go to London, I was like, I'm just going to buy basics. I want like a khaki like trouser, a black trouser, like a pair of just like jeans and then a bunch of different like mix and match like
yeah.
t-shirts, sweaters, whatever.
I'm a basic girly.
Yeah. When I go on vacation, I love to have like cute little outfits. But England / like London in September, the weather, it could be like 70 or it could be like 40
yeah.
or even like colder. And like you never know if it's going to rain or like basically, like, you can go from, like, 40 to, like, 65 back down to 40 all within, like, an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So there's – I'm like, if I have to, like, mix and match and do this, I'm like – and we're only bringing carry-ons for, like, 90s. So I'm trying to be, like, very good. Anyway, so I went – I didn't intend to buy anything, but I saw these pants and I was like, you know what? I'm going to buy them. If I like them, then I'll just get them in a different color and then, like, I'm kind of done. I tried them on for Gil and he was like, I actually really like them. He doesn't normally like when the – like, when they're too baggy. I don't care because, like, I don't trust the man's opinion on fashion.
Same.
Especially on, like, yeah, just, like, what's cute. And so, but he was like, no, I actually like it. And I just got, like a basic, like, crop, like, t-shirt. So I was like, okay, like, I like how they feel. I like how they fit. So now I can go back and just get, like, more basics from there. But I was like, yeah, price per wear.
100%. And the fact that you can even wear my
literally, like, home, yeah. Like, the pants were, like, $35. And the shirt was, I think, like, $12. Again, like, that's, I'm, yeah, it's...
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like price per wear. If I wear them twice, I'm like, even if I wear them once, $35. Like, I just spent money that I wasn't expecting to spend, but I was like, it's justified. Instead of spending it in September before I go, I'm just spending it now.
Who cares? And again, you could probably use it now too if we ever see cooler weather.
I was gonna say I wanted to so because Katie's too pregnant.
I'm
going to the city tomorrow. I was like, oh my god, I can wear these. They're so cute. Like perfect for the city. Like really cute, which is like a bit, but it's gonna be too hot to wear pants. We're recording this Monday. Tomorrow's gonna be like 100 degrees.
Yes. Which in in the tri-state area, we typically do not see 100 degree weather. It's you see it once in the blue, but we've been having these stretches where like the heat index is like southern.
Yeah.
Like the South has entered the tri-state.
Like right now it's 4 p.m. It feels like 98 degrees.
Which again,
In the Northeast, that's fucking hot. Like,
it's
hot anywhere. It's hot even when you're out west. It's just like they get 98 degrees is hot no matter where you are.
Yes.
Just because maybe it's 115 in Vegas or like Arizona right now, we get it. Sorry.
But when you're not used to consistent stretches of heat.
Yeah. Also, the human body is not supposed to be the heat source, whatever. So I don't know what I'm wearing it tomorrow. Actually, it was really funny. So Mary's coming with me. And I was talking to her yesterday about like what we were gonna wear. She's like, "Oh, I have this like white like sweater top. It's not like a sweater, but like
Mary."
And I was like, "Wait, can you send me a picture of it? I was gonna wear the exact same thing."
That's so. We do that sometimes. Yeah, too, like, we'll show. We're like, "What?"
It's this really cute top from Amazon that I was like, "Oh, like I'm just gonna wear that."
I think the greatest Mary, Teresa, Katie moment in history was the first meetup we ever did.
Yeah,
we went out to.
Where
the fuck do we go?
Just Pennsylvania, like near
Scranton.
I think.
We are basic girlies. Like, we're not really riding home too crazy a situation. We all wore light blue denim shorts.
Yep.
With black cropped tank tops.
No, bodysuits.
Bodysuits.
Yeah.
Like, not kidding.
And I think we all had Birkenstocks on,
yes,
too.
Yes, we did. And we did not confirm with one another.
No.
Like, I think I sent you a picture of, like, hey, this is what I'm wearing. You're like, that's cute. Same.
Yeah, I was like.
Like, I'm not changing and you're not changing because this is.
No,
like,
and then Mary shows up and we were like, oh, we're literally on the same thing. I mean, like, we're not reinventing the wheel here.
No,
But it's, it's funny. She was like, oh, this, like, really cute top, blah, 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 jean shorts and sneakers. And I was like, wait, like, send me a picture of the top because, like, it sounds like what I was going to wear. She sends it to me. I'm like, okay. I was like, I have, like, a million other things to wear. I was like, so don't base it on me. I'm like, but I'm dying because that's, I was like, I was literally going to wear that exact outfit.
That's actually amazing.
So anyway, we're here to spill the tea today. I don't have like too much.
No, same.
Because I feel like we have everything that I've been reading. We either have a episode that we're going to talk about it on or play. Yeah, like play along episode is coming out in 2 weeks. X-Files is coming out next week.
And you've been doing like an Emily Henry reread.
Or vice versa. Yeah. I've been doing my Emily Henry reread. Because, okay, after play along, there was a bit of a slump. We were in our slumpy ways. And I was like, instead of starting something new. Also, by the way, Tom's going to come in here at some point and give us smoothies. So just... deal with it. We were in Slump City and I didn't want to start something new and like not like it because I was still thinking about play along. So I was like, I'm just going to read something that I know I already like love. So I was like, I'm just going to read Beach Read. It's been like a year since I reread it. How many times can you reread Beach Read? A million.
The limit does not exist.
So I was like, I'm just going to reread it. I did. I loved it again, like upset. At this point now I'm like, I'm just going to reread all of her back, like...
what she's working on.
Yeah, I'll be done by the end... I would say by the end of next week, I'll be caught up. So I read through Book Lovers. I finished that last night. Book Lovers and People We Meet on Vacation. I think Beach Read's the only one that I've actually reread more than once. So, okay. But, like, my current standing is... there's a tie between Funny Story and Beach Read. Like, I just don't know if I can ever choose... I'll let you know again at the end. Because, like, now when it's, like, back-to-back-to-back, I think I can compare them better.
Yeah, I agree.
So, right now, it's Beach Read, Funny Story as one. And then Book Lovers, Happy Place, People We Meet on Vacation.
Okay.
And right now, through Book Lovers, I think that's going to stay. Like, People We Meet on Vacation is good because it's Emily Henry. It can't be bad. It's just, I did not connect to either of the characters.
I can understand that.
And, like... I do like the whole, like, friends to lovers, like, I don't know if this... but they were, like, so bad at communicating.
Yeah.
Where I feel like in all of her other books, they're actually very good at communicating.
Yes.
Like, in Book Lovers, like, they are so open about what the expectations are and how they kind of feel, like, once they get, like, over, like, the little hump in the beginning, whatever. But, like, once they're like, oh, like, we like each other, and he's like, I have to stay here, and, like, I can't, like, ask you to stay, like, you need to go... The communication's great. And I'm like, Alex and Poppy just, like, did not speak.
No. For, like, being friends.
For being best friends for years.
They did not speak.
They did not know how to talk to each other.
It was weird.
And then they, like, fuck. And then, like, they still don't, like, there was just, I just thought the communication was really bad. I felt like they had, like, the weakest connection. And they should have had the strongest because they had such a good foundation of friendship that their connection should have been the best. But, yeah, January and Gus, there's just something about those two.
I know. Phenomenal.
I love them.
They're so good.
So good. I'm like, I'm dreading Happy Place. I love it. But like, it is like a more like emotional, like angsty read. So I was going to start it today. But so we read Burnout, or we listened to the audiobook of Burnout by Rebecca Jenschak last month, I think. And we both really, really liked
it.
Yeah,
it's cute.
So her new book in that like interconnected standalone series, I think it's like Playbook. Is coming out next week, and I applied for the ARC and got it. So I read it over the weekend, and it was really good. I really enjoyed it. It was like, if you take, it's not at all like play along, but like in the whole, like, she's a little grumpy, he's more sunshine. Like, he's the kind of guy, his name's Brogan. So in Burnout, there's like the family of brothers, and then there's like the friend who's like not related to them, but like they consider their brother.
Okay.
It's about him. So he plays professional football. And he's like the kind of guy who like he thinks that he's like not good enough for anybody, but he's always like smiling, always wants to make everybody at like put everybody at ease.
Okay, so like
he's
Isaiah,
very Isaiah. Yeah, he's like Isaiah light. So like I really enjoyed it because it was like a way lighter version of play along, which like I like loved, obviously. And they have like they're like fake dating because her sister gets engaged to her ex-boyfriend's brother.
Okay.
And her ex-boyfriend, like, cheated on her. Like, they've been broken up for a while. She's not, like, pining over him. But she's still, like, very hurt by the situation.
Yeah.
And now she's going to have to see him, like, all the time and a lot, whatever. and she like lies that she's dating somebody, and then she runs into him when he's out. So she like kind of like grabs Brogan, and he's like,
"That's cute,
yeah, okay. And whatever." And he's the rookie on the team, and he doesn't have the best reputation.
Okay.
So he's like, in order like to kind of get my shit together, like I'll be your boyfriend, fake boyfriend, whatever. They start spending all this time together. They like,
of course,
they're like, oh, like I actually like you as a person. We're friends, but also you're so hot.
Yeah.
And then they start boning, and then he's like, wait, no, like I think we should do this for realsies. There's not really a breakup. Like something happens like in his past, and he's like, I just need a few days to kind of figure my shit out. And then they're back together. So okay. It's not like some, I thought that there was going to be like a jealousy thing with like another girl, cause he's like this like player in the beginning. There's none of that, which I was happy to hear.
Amazing to know.
And that comes out on the 25th. Okay. So she's written Rebecca Jenchak. She's written like college. I believe it's college hockey. I know that she's written hockey romances. She has another like series, that starts in college. The first book I think is hockey. And then I think like the next book is like a basketball. I think it's like all different sports in college. And then she has a complete hockey romance series.
Okay.
So I started one of her other books before I start Happy Place. Cause I was like, I need kind of like a buffer.
Get me
and then I'll probably, this. And then like once I read Happy Place, and then I'll probably need a little something again. Light and then go into Funny Story. So I'm just starting from the beginning of her backlog. So Tutoring the Player is the first one. It's the Campus Wallflowers series. And it's cute so far. Like it's a 3.73 on Goodreads. So like that's not okay. bad. And you could definitely tell like it's earlier writing. I think her writing's a lot better now based on the last two books that I've read. But it's like got 20,000 reviews with a 3.73. So like
that's
yeah,
good.
So it's pretty good. I like the characters, I like where it's going. There's just like some like little like dialogue-y things that are like a little cringy.
It happens.
But so far I'm liking it, so I'm like, I'm just gonna keep downloading them.
Good for you.
I think there's four of them in that series. And then I think the Wildcat. Yeah, Wildcat Hockey. Those are the other ones. And then I don't know. There's like, she has some other shit. But
this is just nice. Then like, Trees basically is doing the research for me. So I can just be like, oh, so which ones did you like?
Yeah, that's why I texted her and I was like, all right. I was like, Playbook's cute. I was like, you liked Burnout. She's like, yeah. I'm like, okay, then you'll like Playbook.
Yeah, because like I'm putting a TikTok out tonight. Whether it's seen by 5 people or 50, who knows. But like, it's I have a birthing TBR, aka. Like, people make playlists. I mean, I will listen to music while I'm under the knife. But knowing my first experience, you can't read a book, obviously. But postpartum, with a C-section in the hospital for at least 2 to 3 nights. I was in the hospital 3 nights with Leah. I do not have any thought process of reading more than one book, if I even get through a full book in the hospital.
I struggled to read in the hospital this past surgery, too. Which I know is very different than, like, having a baby, but... The first time, like my first surgery, I like cranked out like 3 books in the hospital. This one, I like read like 4 pages. I just like could not focus.
Yeah.
Like the drugs, I was on so much morphine the first night.
Yeah, so you're like, you're not reading shit.
I was so high. Oh my God, it was amazing.
Well, it's like my brother-in-law came over last night. He's like, oh, I can't wait to see Katie again. Basically, like he was like, I looked at you and there was just nothing. There was nothing on your face.
No, like the pictures of me, I'm going to just like put it
same,
up.
I looked hideous.
I think it's so funny. Like my eyes are basically closed. Yes. Our smoothies are here.
Your
you have some
in your
beard. It's still there.
Thanks, babe.
Is this a small?
Yeah.
Jeez, Louise. Okay. If I have too much smoothie and I can't work out, it's not my problem.
Shut up.
Anywho, if I feel like I'm like late to the Rebecca Jenchak game, especially because especially with like the hockey. I don't know, like I don't know why I put it off for so long because I've heard only good things about her Wildcat Hockey series. I think I was just like, I don't know, I just never read anything by her, so I was like, I don't want to start. And now I'm like, now I'm in.
I think you hit what I'm hitting now in my witchy book reads. Mm-hmm. Like, you were hockey romance enthusiast. You were putting out, like, you were reading a bunch, putting out a ton of recs, like, what to read, what not to read, if you like this, you like that. But then you start getting like skeptical when like people start just pumping out these books.
Yeah.
And sure, like you can listen to people and hear their recommendations, but then you get like almost nervous, like you hear the same thing over and over again, like, yeah. Oh, this book or the series, blah, blah, blah. That you kind of almost like back yourself into a corner, like, I don't know if I'm gonna touch it just yet.
Yeah.
Because I don't wanna keep reading. There's nothing wrong with three-star book or 3.5-star book.
But like, no, but when you read a lot of 3-star books back to back to back, yeah, you kind you of, you're like itching for a 5.
Yeah.
And like, listen, I've said it before, I'll say it again a million times. Like, hockey is the one sport that I like actively engage in and that I really like and that I watch all the time. So like, I will suspend belief on a lot of different things when it comes to like having to make the plot work. I understand that. But there are certain things that are just like, so glaringly, like, obviously wrong about the sport that sometimes I don't enjoy the book if it's bad. Like, I don't really watch a lot of, like, baseball. So you could literally fuck up. Like, I won't know. You know what I mean? I won't know and I won't care. But, like, if it's a hockey romance book. Okay, so for instance, I had an arc. I love Helena Hunting. I think she does, like, the genre, like, and the books really well. So I got an arc of her newest one, the audio. The audio was done really, really well. It was Jacob Morgan, so, like, it's not going to be bad. But there was two things that I was like, I can't believe she would put this in her books because it's so, like the he gets hurt and he gets to sit on the bench with the team even though he's not playing. Like, that's not how it works. Like, mm-hmm. You don't sit on the bench if you're hurt. You can be a little loud. It's okay. Yeah. you can't, yeah, you, like, you sit upstairs in the box or in the press box or depending on how injured you are, maybe, like, you don't even go to the arena. He wasn't that hurt. He probably would have been sitting up in, like, the team box in his, like, little suit. So whatever. So I was like, okay, like, he's not sitting on the bench, but I was like, I'll like, let that go. And then the end, they're in the playoffs, like, they're in the finals, and they're, the team's Toronto, and they're playing New York in the finals, which, like, that's the same conference.
See, yeah, there's these things like I would
never right, like
know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if it's like a different sport and yeah. And it's wrong, like I won't pick up on it. But if it's like something like that's kind of like glaringly obvious for like I'm like it kind of took me out of it, so I didn't give it as high of a rating. Where like the story's cute, I think her books are funny. Like she normally does a really good job with like the hockey aspect, and this time I was just like, oh, no. Like you Toronto can't play New York in the finals. He wouldn't be sitting on the bench if he's injured.
Exactly. Like, so it's like, whereas to me, I'd be like, okay.
Right. So that's why I like sometimes like when I see people recommending certain books and then I read them and then I'm like, oh, I don't know if I like want to read anything else by this person because it's clear that they've never like I read one. I think it was Samantha Whiskey. She has a whole like hockey romance series. I think that's who the author is. I'm sorry if I'm like saying the wrong person and I'm just talking shit about somebody who doesn't deserve it. But I read one of her books and like the girl goes to the game and there's like bleacher seats. And I'm like, where in what arena?
Are there bleachers?
There's not. Like, that's not. Have you ever been to an arena before? And like, maybe you had. Like, maybe you went to like a high school game or even like a college game. Like, I don't know. But if he's playing professional hockey, there's not bleacher seats. She can't just like get up and be like, oh, the girls are being mean to me. So I'm going to move down a few like row. Like, no.
That doesn't happen.
You have a ticket
yeah,
and you have a seat.
Assigned seats.
And like, yes. If people do move around, if like, you know, if you go through the first period and nobody's sitting in the seats that are nicer, you can move around. But that wasn't, it was like, oh, yeah. I'm on the bleachers. Like, the bleachers where, girl? In what arena?
Send
it to, show it to me, Rachel. Yeah. So yeah, so like, I was just like, so I never picked up another Samantha Whiskey book because I was like, I don't know. Like, I feel like she just didn't get the hockey portion right.
I get that because like, you just want to do, even a little research goes a long way.
Yeah, and like, Becca Mack, I love Becca Mack. She gets the hockey portion. She does it really well. There are things like, oh, the wives sitting right behind the bench. That doesn't happen. One, two, those seats fucking suck. You can't see the game at all. And you can't even watch on the Jumbotron unless like you want to have like a broken neck by the time you're done because you're just like this the whole time. The seats behind the bench are terrible unless like you're just trying to see players up close. But like, and also, like, the players are not
engaging with you.
They're not engaging with you. Like, during warm-ups, like, if, like, the families are there, like, by the glass, like, they'll engage with, like, their families. But when they're playing, like, they're not engaging with you. They're not, like, going up to the glass and, like, fogging it up and drawing a – like, they're not doing any of that.
Yeah.
But I'll suspend belief for, like, that stuff because, like, it's like,
cute.
It's cute.
It's moment,
like,
yeah.
whatever.
It's the story.
Yeah, who doesn't want, like, a goal dedicated 100%. To them? You know? But, like, if they're like, oh, we're Vancouver and we're playing Calgary in the finals. Like, no, you're not. You're not.
Again, things that, like...
you're not. East Coast, West Coast.
East Coast, West Coast.
Anyway.
Teresa digresses.
I digress. Anyway, I'm going to read Rebecca Janczak's hockey series. I'll let you guys know if she gets it right. Because right now I'm in college. Like, I know nothing about NCAA sports.
True. So there you go.
You can say that, oh, we take the bus to Canada from Arizona. I'd say, sure you do.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got that right.
I'm like, yeah, NCAA? I don't know. But professional, ooh, I'm going to hold your ass a little bit.
Well, because you know it. Yeah. Exactly.
But yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. So, yeah, so I have a birthing TBR. It's more so for postpartum.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to fucking think when I'm home. And I gave myself, so I'm a move reader, so, like, that's kind of hard to have, like, a set TBR when you just sometimes the mood strikes or something else. So I gave myself, like, a plethora of, like, here's some cutesy romances.
Yeah.
Here are your witchy books. Like, I'm dabbling. And then I have an audio. And I will say, if anybody is pregnant out there listening, audiobooks are my saving grace for night feedings. I don't breastfeed. I don't plan to breastfeed again. But my husband and I do take turns. We alternate the night feeds. That's what we did with the first. That's kind of our plan now for the second. But you're fucking tired.
Yeah.
So I understand how moms and dads doze off when they're feeding their babies at night, because you are fucking exhausted. And then loop in having other children, and you probably have a whole different exhaustion that I have not experienced yet. I will let you know how that goes. So to me, like, putting in a headphone and listening to an audiobook, especially like a romance. Last year I got romance heavy last year, and it started because of my daughter. And I will say, I feel like I really enjoy this side more so than, like, the fantasy romance side. I'm not gonna lie to you all.
It's easier to get into. Yeah. I have to really be in the mood for fantasy romance now.
I have not really touched a fantasy book in a very long time.
My brain is mush.
Same. So again, when your brain is mush postpartum, and I'm not gonna lie, like, the whole, like, postpartum, I don't want to say I had postpartum depression per se, but, like, your emotions are fucking all over the place.
Yeah.
It was nice to read, like, fun, lovey, toe-curling romance that, like, you didn't have to think about.
Yeah.
So when you're just listening at 3 o'clock in the morning while you feed your newborn, it kept me awake.
And that's good.
That's key.
Yeah.
That's key here for trying to keep the baby.
That is key. Sorry.
I don't care.
No, go.
So I was really excited. So I got two arcs that I was... One, I was like, I was excited for, but, like, the other one, I was like, shut the fuck up. This is what I've been wanting to read. It's like, it sounds like it's right up my alley. I'll read you the synopsis. So I got Rewitched. Please hold while I pull everything up on my Goodreads
account.
It's not bad so far. I wouldn't, like, scream from the rooftops about it. I kind of keep putting it down, walking away, forgetting about it. And then, like, when I go back to it, I'm like, okay, it has good ratings. There's only 81 ratings.
Yeah.
And ARCs obviously went out. So, like, take that with a grain of salt. But essentially, like, you get, once you get your powers on, like, the, I think it's the 13th year. So, like, you can get your powers on, like, the 13th or 14th year, and then you have to wait the same amount of time to kind of, like, be judged to see if you're deemed worthy to hang on to them, or if, like.
So you turn, like, 13, you get powers, and then when you're, like, 26, you get judged on if you can keep them.
Yeah. Like, they're, like, there's only so much magic to go around. If you're not going to use the magic, or you're using it inappropriately.
Yeah.
You don't get to keep it, but, like, if you're doing well with it and, like, you actually utilize it, and, like, we're going to kind of go over, it's, you're literally, like, being tested, right? It's
right.
Kind of like a trial. Like, are you worthy of keeping these? How have you been using it? Stuff like that. Of course, there's, like, a broody male involved. Like, I haven't got into it. Apparently, there's, like, a slow burn.
Okay.
I'm literally 25% in. She just got to the trials, but she's, like, the writing is very much, it almost reminds me of, not a Allie Hazelwood, but giving Allie Hazelwood.
Okay.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, again, Allie Hazelwood, I can start page one, I'm sucked in. I don't feel like that with this one. But again, it just has the same vibe to it.
Okay.
So, like, a really well-written author, I would say. I think the plot is just, like, a little lackluster.
Okay.
I feel like it's going to pick up steam.
Okay.
Like, you know, like you can sense like there's got to be more. It's either going to have the more or it's going to be gonna just like, the whole thing throughout.
Hopefully not.
I'm hoping it doesn't, especially because it's a Berkeley book.
Yeah. Berkeley, I feel like the Berkeley romance is normally really, really good.
So then, what's this book called? I can't remember. I can't stand what it's like an and sign and not like an end sign. Like, I never know which one. So I saw this morning, I literally almost threw my phone across the room. It's called Love and Other Conspiracies. Please hold while I pull up the synopsis.
I did see that come through.
I was very excited. Like, that will be my next read. Because back to kind of like what Therese was saying after Play Along as I look for this, I too was in a slump and I tried to read three books. And I noticed with the third, I wasn't doing it justice. It has really great ratings. It's going to be a me issue. So I was like, Katie, put the fuck down and go back to it. So it's like, I'm kind of hoping with like these, the fact that like I've now done, I reread At Last Sight by Julie Johnson, which like, it's still fucking perfection in my eyes. Which, and again, I loved it. It still stays as a 5-star. Love and Other Conspiracies. Now I'm like, okay, I'm ready for like moving on. Yeah. So this is Love and Other Conspiracies by Mallory Marlowe. I think I'm saying that right. Like, again, ARCs are out, so there's close to 200 ratings, it's at a 4.46.
Oh wow, okay.
Again, I take that with a grain of salt when it's ARCs.
Yeah.
But still, like a 4.46.
If I get an ARC from NetGalley though, like I'm not shy about giving it like a bad rating.
Same.
If I get it like directly from the author, I'll wait until.
That's a whole different
ballgame. I'll wait until after
to then post.
But
that's what I mean. Like, I feel like because they're NetGalley ARCs, I'm sure maybe some people got them directly from the publisher.
Yeah.
But like the fact that it sat that high, I was like, all right. So it's a paranormal conspiracy theorist and a web series producer. They do obviously fall in love. So this like one girl is dumped.
I don't believe it.
I know, right? Romance book, love, who knew? So this one girl's dumped by her hotshot ex, who happens to be her coworker and the star of the online series she was producing.
Okay.
So without a new show to present to the company for competition, she'll be out of a job. So she has to like find something to do.
Mm-hmm.
But inspiration comes from strange places, like the most handsome guy she's ever seen, passionately discussing Bigfoot on late night docuseries. Fucking sold. I watched Bigfoot docuseries also.
You say Bigfoot docuseries. I think Charlie Lastra, Bigfoot erotica. I'm bringing it right back to Emily Henry right now. It's Charlie.
So this one guy made a name for himself as a cryptid expert on his podcast and is intrigued by the plucky blue-haired producer who offers him an opportunity to lead his own web show. So the production team sees that this guy's solo on-screen presence is bad enough to make a ghost blanch. I don't know. Like, so there's like ghosts involved. There's a healthy dose of skepticism, chemistry. Like, you're talking about paranormal shit.
Katie signed
up. It is right up my fucking alley.
I hope it lives up to your expectations.
I'm going in like with the highest of expectations. Do not let me down, Marley. Marley. I'm putting the name.
Mallory.
Here. Mallory. I am like, oh. So yeah. So I do have. That's next. Which will probably bring me, by the time I finish this book, start the next book, I literally am a week out until I get birth. So like, I'm not reading anything crazy. Oh, but I did start, so I kept hearing about The Honey Witch.
Oh yeah, I meant to ask you, because I think I saw that you were, and I keep seeing people talk about it.
Everyone keeps talking about it. Like, it's not, I don't think it's blown up, but it's definitely like getting
It's getting very popular.
So I was like, you know what, I have a credit. I'm trying to follow in Teresa's footsteps and just not like splurge to splurge.
Yes.
So on Audible, which I do tend to like, I like a romance book on audio. Because again, like we're looking
so
at
much
it
easier.
Here, so much easier to get through. I don't want to say that this is paranormal. It is historical.
Okay.
It's definitely more paranormal vibe. But I will say the way that it gives Belladonna narrator vibes,
okay.
Which Belladonna on audio was amazing.
Yeah, I still need to do the second book, and I think I might do the audio.
It was so good. But it's giving, like, cryptic, spooky, like, fall-ish vibes.
Okay.
I just started it today, and I didn't want to take my headphone out. So I'm very excited. Also, the cover is absolutely beautiful. So, like, I already have a purchased physical copy sitting on my witchy shelf. But, like, so far, I like it. And, like, she doesn't know she's a witch. I do know there's a sapphic romance involved.
Oh, I love that.
So I'm, like, very excited for this. Like,
yeah.
And she, I like the way that the author, because sometimes I feel like with sapphic romances, like, the main characters don't know that they're attracted to a female until, like,
yeah.
And I don't, and not that there's anything wrong with that, because, like, maybe you just don't know, but, like, she's very aware though she needs a husband, because we're talking period times, like, she keeps saying that, but, like, she's different. Like, there's something about her that, like, she's not excited about. Like, there's one guy in particular kind of caught her interest, but, like, she's not, like, sitting here obsessing or being upset about it.
Yeah.
But, like, she literally keeps mentioning that, like, there's something afoot with her. And I'm like, okay, right. I like this. Like, she's – but back then you also
– yeah.
It's hard to say how anything was ever, like, talked about back then, because, like, I don't think it ever was, obviously. Like,
no.
Like, 1800s, you're not talking about liking –
No, you're probably – yeah, no.
And you're not even – like, you might not even, like, be aware that, like, this is a thing.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, like, I don't know. I like the way it's set up. I like the way it's written. She just kind of found out she's a witch from her grandmother. I'm digging the fucking accents. The grandma has a Scottish accent.
Oh, I love that.
They're British. I'm like, I'm fucking here for this.
I love this.
So I was really enjoying it.
Okay. I'll have to add it. I just started. So Mary, I know, read it and she recommended it. And then my mom was like, I'm looking for a new audiobook. And I had it downloaded for a really long time, but I never listened to it. And my mom, like, in a day, she's like, I need the second book. And then she was like, a day later, I need the third book. And then she gets to the fifth book and she's like, when's the next book coming out?
I love how she, like, also, does Big T listen to this?
No.
Big T, get your own Audible account, girl.
I just make her pay me now at this point.
That's
I was like buying the books for a while for her and I was like, bitch, Venmo me $40 for your credits.
I'll get you whatever you want.
Yeah, no, I do not waste my credits on my mom.
Love you, Julie. You gave me everything in life, but I'm not.
Because,
They're expensive
after a while. Also, for a really long time, she was just listening to things that I already had, but she's like,
different.
She's like almost everything.
Yeah.
She's like caught up.
I know.
I'm like my backlog.
And she's like dabbled.
I know.
Her mom has like, when I, like, all ends of the spectrum.
Yeah, she's done obviously every Sarah J. Maas book because that's what I started her with. Duh. I just gave her Dishonestly Yours. She's done all of Emily Henry. She's done Elle Kennedy.
She's done Haunting Adeline.
Butcher and Blackbird, Leather and Lark, which I haven't even done Leather and Lark yet, but she was like,
who is she?
She was like, I heard the next book came out. And I was like, girl, yeah, it did. She was like, okay.
Where is she getting this information?
She goes, I don't see it. I was like, yeah, cause I didn't download it yet. And she was like, well, I want to listen to it. I was like, okay, well then pony up, bitch. I was like, I was going to wait to get a credit, but if you want it today,
also,
give me money.
Out, so this is great.
Yeah. But anyway, the book that I started is book one, The Predator. It's, is it Runix?
Runix? I don't know. I say Runix, but like that.
I was saying like Runix for like the longest time. I'm like, that's not
that's
right.
Not
no, Runix. I don't know.
I don't know.
The Darkverse series. So I started The Predator today.
Okay.
I'm actually really enjoying it. So it's like, because I'm not a dark romance girl, but even Mary was like, it's more mafia than like dark. Okay. Like they're not like raping each other, which like is my like big, like, I don't like that.
You can let me know how it is.
Yeah. So far I really like it. It's like they're the two main characters in this one are from like rival, like mob families. And he like, she's like a coder. She's like very smart. And she's like dating this guy and he like dares her. I don't know. They're like in like this competition, like code something cool. She comes up with this like software and turns out and like he steals it. And then she finds out that he was like, she like set him up or he set her up basically to like create this software. And then he stole it. And like, she thinks that he gave it to the rival, like one of the rival families. So she like tries to like break in and like kill the one guy. And he's like, I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about. But like, if you created something like this, then like we have to get it from whoever's hands it's in. Cause like it could destroy our families.
Gotcha.
Her dad's a piece of shit. Like we don't like him. And the guy who like is her like nemesis / they're helping each other. Like he like hates her, but we don't know why. And he's like, if anybody's going to keep saving her, because he's like, if anybody's going to kill you, it's going to be me, but not until we figure this out. But he's like, obviously in love with her. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But I'm trying to figure out why he hates her. And he's like an orphan kind of that was like taken in. I assume that like maybe her dad like killed his like mom or something.
Yeah.
Like there has to be something like that that happened. So I'm curious, but I'm really enjoying it so far. So I'll keep you posted because if it's good.
It's just more to add to my audio TBR, physical TBRs. I have a very easy time with audio. I'm very particular on like a sample. Like the name, some names, some narrators, I'm like, right off the bat, I don't even need to listen to you. You're amazing.
Yeah.
But some, we've all had instances where like, we've heard the physicals are amazing and the audio just kind of.
And the audio doesn't hit. I'm sorry, because I know that I've gotten to this discussion with somebody once and they're like, oh, well, it's the same book. And I'm like, no, because the way I'm reading it is different than the way they're reading it.
Yes.
So my interpretation reading words is going to be different than like. The audio narrators, like how they're interpreting the story. Yeah. So like, I think that you can get vastly different
experiences.
One's not better than the other, but like Butcher and Blackbird, the audio is amazing. I don't know. I think I still would have really, really liked it.
I loved the physical.
But I really loved the audio. Yeah. And like The Unmaking of June Farrah, which I kind of like you really, really loved. I think that reading it would have been so boring.
Yes. I can see that.
Not that there's anything wrong with the story. I just think that physically reading it, like would have been very slow. And I think it would have been like a very boring read, but like the narrator did such a great job and the story was great. So, but I think like she really brought it to life.
Like love redesigned. I know a lot of people raved about the audio. I thought the male narrator just was so monotone that he didn't bring anything. And again, maybe that's how he was supposed to be perceived in the book. Like, you also put your own spin on it based on the way you're reading it. Even the Zodiac Academy last book, I know you actually did enjoy it.
Yeah.
I have faith that it actually is decent. I thought that when I started listening to the audio, they were making it very light and jokey that I was like, I can't listen to this.
Yeah.
Like, and I love the board of those. Like, they're wonderful. But yes, like right now, I do have a couple of arcs I do need to get through. So they are on my birthing TBR. A Dark and Secret Magic I hear is really good. I haven't gotten an arc yet, but like this is another one of those books where I'm like, I need this to hit because again, it's just like everything that I've ever loved in all of my life. There used to be an author called Heather, she's still out there, Heather Graham, not the actress, the author.
Yeah.
She writes paranormal romances. They fucking slap. They're fucking amazing. But when I was 16, I fucking gobbled that shit up. Like, there's one spicy scene. Spicy. Quotes. I mean, it's a little descriptive. I, like, laugh. So I, like, look back and I'm like, was 16-year-old Katie okay to read this? I don't know.
No, there was things that I was reading that I was like, well, maybe we shouldn't have.
But whatever. I mean, I really don't think it was that bad.
No.
But, it's like, I don't know. It's called Haunted Ever After by Jen DeLuca. I just needed to fucking hit. Like, it's, like, bringing me back to my youth and, like, my roots. That I needed to hit.
Okay.
Love Under Conspiracies, House of the Witch. Teresa told me to read this, and I've been seeing it now ever since you said it. The Love of My Afterlife. That is on like the top, like the tip top of my TBR list. The Summer We Fell.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be a good one to do in the hospital.
Yeah.
The Spell Shop. And I even have Encyclopedia of Fairies and Wayward. So a wee bit heavy on the witchy.
A wee bit. Yeah, but that's your vibe, so that's fine. Yeah, no, I have, like, nothing planned besides now Rebecca Jenchak and finishing my MHEM reread. Because tomorrow, so the 16th, by the time this airs, there's a lot coming out, but I read it all. Well, not all of it. I'm sorry, I lied. The X-Vows, The Au Pair Affair, Business Casual, and Not Another Love Song, all come out tomorrow. Business Casual, I'm, like, not in, like, a rush to read. I'll read it whenever I feel like it. But Not Another Love Song is the event that I'm going to. So it's Julie Soto. And Ali Hazelwood is, like, moderating it. And then also signing some books after. But I heard that Not Another Love Song is, like, everybody who's, like, read it has been, like, this is, like, one of my favorite books of the whole year.
Really?
Yes. So I'm very excited about it. Like, very excited about it. So I think that I'll probably read that next before actually going into Happy Place. Now that I'm thinking about it.
Well, now I'm going to rearrange my TV and add this list.
And I have to go to Barnes & Noble tomorrow because I want to get X-Files. So I can just pick up the Julie Soto book for
Please
you.
Please do. I love
it. You're welcome. But yeah, next. Okay, so next week we have Play
These
Along.
Covers, is this another Kylo Ren?
Well, that's what she did.
Yeah.
Julie Soto. Even Forget Me Not was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I'm not mad about it.
No, but
like,
I.
Okay. I'm like, am I
No,
seeing,
that is. Okay.
Am
listen. I am all for a Kylo Ren, like, I'm all for some fanfic turned normal fic.
Yeah.
But I think that we need to stop putting Adam Driver's face on the covers.
I agree.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's Adam Driver.
Yes, 110%.
Like, we can, I know that he's probably described in the book to look like Adam Driver. I understand this. But it's got to be weird for that man to go into a bookstore and be like, why is my face cartooned over all these books? Like, what's the, You Again, which
yes.
I love.
Yes.
That's Adam, like, they copied and pasted Adam Driver's face on that cover.
Yes.
Literally 100%. Copied and pasted it. Yeah. So yes. Next week we have Play Along. The week after we have the X-Vows. Then we're taking a week off, and then August we're just kind of going to do whatever we feel like.
I feel like the second week of August would be a good spilling the tea because I think we'll have some.
We'll
like,
have a lot.
We'll have a lot to
talk
about.
Because Play Along and the X-Vows we've already read. We've already recorded.
Exactly.
So
for, like,
it's going to be
here on out of just reading.
It's going to be 3 weeks of just reading. Yeah. So yeah, the second week of August, definitely just like a regular old
spilling the tea.
And then I honestly, we're not planning. We're not planning
we're
any.
We're seeing which way the wind blows.
We're going to record. We just don't know what we're recording.
Exactly.
So no like book club picks for the month of August.
No, at least not right now.
No. No book club picks in August. It's the summer. Katie's about to birth a second human, and I'm going to be drunk a lot in August. So, like,
honestly,
we're just not going to put pressure on it.
True. And, like, I'm kind of hoping to knock out some more of those witchies. So, of course, as August goes on, I will have fall-ish book recs at Wands the Ready, if you are a fall.
Thank you so much for listening to our episode. We hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to subscribe to receive notifications anytime a new episode drops.
You can follow us on Instagram and TikTok at thebff.bookclub. If you have any comments, questions, book recommendations, or books you want us to talk about in future episodes, please send us an email at thebff.bookclub1@gmail.com.
We appreciate your support.
See you, suckers.